021 446 0567.
Let's go straight to Eat Out, the country's biggest restaurant review platform, and their sister platform, Food24, our biggest recipe sharing site. It's a delight, as always, to welcome Tessa Purden, who is the head of content for both of their sites, to just give us an update on what's happening in the restaurant world and maybe tip us off about a recipe worth checking out on Food24. Tessa, lovely to have you back again.
Hi, Pippa. It's great to be back.
And what a lovely topic to start with, because who doesn't love some good, juicy spare ribs? Tessa, you've got the best of the best on the Food24 or the Eat Out website? Eat Out, I think. Where
Eat
to
out.
Go to find the best ones that other people are cooking for you?
Yes, absolutely. This is a list for the carnivores. And a few of the hidden gems that people might not think of straight away, I'll just highlight. So the first one is Burger and Lobster in Bree Street. Everyone knows they do good burgers, but they also serve a portion of ribs that are cooked with a Jack Daniel's barbecue basting, which I know that whiskey lovers are likely to enjoy. And then there's Dixie's down in Glencairn. This is a favorite spot if you are looking for sea views and an authentic pub grub sort of experience.
Absolutely.
They've been in the restaurant business for over 42 years, which I think is just astounding. And their popular ribs are served with the quintessential crunchy chips.
Yum. Okay. Look, some of the old favorites are there. I'm happy to see my personal favorite made the list, Tessa. The Hussar in Rondebosch. You have got to go a long way to beat their hog ribs, in my opinion. But lots of, you know, the Cattle Barons, the Butcher Shop and Grill, the Gibsons, my namesake Hudson's, I'm embarrassed to say I've never been to before, but I'll have to add it to the list to try, Tessa. And then also just some more unusual ones. As you mentioned, not everybody does them in the standard barbecue sauce. There's a Korean rib venue that you've highlighted in Gardens, for example. So if you love them but you're bored of having the same old recipe, a little bit of inspiration to find something different.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that list of where to get the best ribs in Cape Town and the Winelands, by the way, it's up on the Eat Out website, as is a very interesting piece, Tessa, on how restaurants can make better use of social media to promote themselves. At current times, of course, we want to do everything we can to support the restaurants. And you've got some very interesting advice that you share on that website on how some of them could be doing more to make use of the social media exposure.
Yes. So, Pippa, as we all know, the restaurant industry has been through such an incredibly tough time. And if it, you know, anything that we can do to help them, we've been putting out a few guides and tips. So this latest one is around social media. And I'm sure we can all agree that it's really become such a dominant force in today's world. So it also is a free marketing tool that restaurants can use to their advantage. So we've got a few tips there. Number one is to have a social media presence. And I mean, I think that sounds pretty self-explanatory, but it doesn't mean being on every single social media platform. I mean, there are so many and it can be really overwhelming. So unless you have the capacity and the appetite for this, you know, I would suggest just starting simple, having a simple Instagram account or Facebook page that you can regularly update. This really can help just create awareness of your restaurant. Another one that we have is to engage with your customers. So having a social media presence allows you to actually speak to your customers and find out what they like, what they don't like. It's not just a matter of posting a photo of your weekly special and just leaving it there. It really is a way for you to form that connection with your customers and respond to comments or queries. There's quite a few more tips there, but I really suggest that if restaurants are looking for extra marketing opportunities that they don't need to spend an arm and a leg on, is to explore social media.
There's some really good advice in that piece in general for any industry, I think. And I will say one added thing, Tessa, I think it's a great opportunity for restaurants to use those platforms to turn a negative into a positive. I'm part of a restaurant review website group on Facebook, a very big one. And I've noticed time and time again, the restaurants who respond when customers post a review, even if it's a negative review, the ones who engage, who try and understand what went wrong, who try try and make good on the problem, so often manage to turn what was a bad PR exercise into a really good one. And you see people responding saying, I'm so impressed with how you've dealt with this complaint. I'm going to come and try your restaurant. So I think there is a lot more to it than may meet the eye at first glance. So that article is also up on the Eat Out website. Very quickly, before we must move on to our next guest, Tessa, you've got a very interesting recipe you've shared with me that has had over 40,000 views in the last month. Your most popular recipe on Food 24 in August.
Yes, absolutely. So I thought I'd just share this with your listeners. It's our no yeast maguinha. So our maguinha are also known as fecook, and they're one of South Africa's most popular street foods. It's essentially dough that's been deep fried, and I mean, I can't think of anything more delicious right now. But this recipe literally just calls for 5 ingredients. All the ingredients are mixed together and then kneaded to form a dough. Then it's simply a matter of heating the oil to about 170 degrees Celsius and then dropping spoonfuls of the dough into the oil until they're golden and cooked through. And then served with minced curry, cheese, or even jam.
Looks absolutely delicious and so easy that even I couldn't mess it up. So Tessa, thanks for the heads up. The most read recipe in the month of August, looked at over 40,000 times on food24.com. Mpho Sephiri's yeast-free amaguinha, one to add to the recipe file to try out next weekend.